It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Warriors basketball is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's time for the Warriors on your home for Wausau West sports. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And good evening and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School girls basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a non-conference matchup as the Warriors take on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. From the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, I'm Chad Holmes. It is senior night for the Warriors. Just had a ceremony that honored the five Wausau West seniors. Brooklyn Burns, Kelly Crape, Brooke Schaefer, Aiden Dorzak, and manager Claire Danninger. Wausau West comes in with an overall record of 6 wins and 10 losses. They are 4-4 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference after falling to Stevens Point on Friday night by a score of 65-50. Meantime, they face a very tough opponent tonight in Lakeland. The Thunderbirds have an overall record of 15 wins and 2 losses, and they are currently atop the Great Northern Conference with an 8-0 record. Wausau West hoping to continue to get multiple players involved in the offense, as on Friday night, a couple of good offensive nights for Ayla Christensen and Paige Anderson. Christensen had 19 points, Anderson 16, as Stevens Point did everything they possibly could to try and slow down the Warriors' leading scorer, Kelly Cray. So if Cray, Anderson, and Christensen all capable of the double digits, Warriors have a much better chance against this Lakeland squad. Lakeland is led by Christina Wamet, 28.6 points per game. 28.8 points, 7.6 assists, and 7.1 rebounds per game. So again, very difficult matchup against one of the top scorers in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to take a timeout, come back, hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. I'll be talking to Shannon Galligan coming up next. It's Wausau West versus Lakeland High School girls basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield. Formerly Fred Miller Automotive, Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins. Begins.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night. Plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bullfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wausau West Warrior High School girls basketball continues on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, non-conference game, Warriors taking on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. From the field house, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Shannon Galligan. And coach, Stevens Point on Friday night, I was just saying to you, it was a game that could be either looked at as half glass full, half glass empty, because in the first half, had trouble turning it over, had trouble getting rebounds, but at the same time, you stayed in there, you battled, you gave yourselves an opportunity, and took forward strides. As a coach, how did you take what you saw against Stevens Point to maybe compare the first half to the second half?
When we have been strategizing and thinking about different ways that we wanted to continue to improve over the season, one of our key focal points has been to move in that second half in directions where we were in competitive places. And I think from a coach's perspective, that's what we were able to do really for one of the few times that we needed to be able to put that that portion together in that second half. And so in my mind's eye, it was a success just in terms of being the kids going into halftime. We come out with a game plan, they executed the game plan, and were able to, you know, keep some kids from their averages, which is exactly what we're hoping to do tonight.
You look at what your team did offensively, and again, compared to maybe even just a month ago, where you were just struggling to get any kind of offense going, to have both Ayla and Paige be up in the mid to upper teens, and obviously, they need that because Stevens Point was said they were not going to let Kelly Craig get going. They were just collapsing and collapsing and really making it difficult for her. But now it looks like you've got multiple options, and I imagine that opens things up tremendously.
Yeah, I think one of the things that is always the case with any varsity program is for a good part of the first half of the season, you're likely dealing with kids who don't have a ton of varsity experience. Maybe they have JV experience, or maybe they were a part of a varsity team, but more, you know, scout team, and so didn't spend a whole lot of time in game time situations. So it does make sense that by the second half of the season, they recognize things, they know how to handle certain types of pressure, which is good because we're definitely going to face that pressure tonight. And then also they free themselves up to take a few shots every once in a while, and there's not that psychological barrier that says, well, I can't shoot because I'm looking for other people to shoot. They start to gain that confidence.
Tonight, Lakeland, you said it, this is a really stiff non-conference test. I mean, a team that made it to the state tournament a year ago obviously has hopes and expectations to get there again this year. A team that likes to go up and down, a team that uses some very physically gifted athletes. There's a lot on the plate to unpack tonight, isn't there?
Yeah. We don't screw around in terms of our non-conference schedule, so we have been tested before, and there is certainly no doubt that Lakeland will provide that test for us again. We often don't walk into a field house at a height deficit, but this will be the first time that that will be a situation for us. And so, as we are turning around from Saturday and then, or from Friday and then a Saturday tournament that we hosted here, there really hasn't been a whole lot of downtime for our kids. And so I think today will be a great opportunity for them to just come out and say, you know what, I'm going to give these things a try and we're going to see what happens.
How good is Christina Wamet? I mean, I kind of follow this conference part of the program, and almost every time we talk about her, she is so consistently in the lower 30s. I mean, and then always adding about 10 assists and 10 rebounds and filling up the score sheet. You've been around the game for such a long time. What do you see with her?
Well, I see a high shooting percentage from every area of the court. She's clearly a leader on their team because they use her as not only their offensive go-to, but also their defensive, deflections and all the types of things that you would expect a good, solid, well-rounded player to be able to do. So in terms of the caliber of player you're dealing with, obviously you're dealing with a committed player already, and that's something that we have faced before, but I think that this time in the season, some of our kids are a little bit more confident in terms of their ability to just stay in front of some of those kids. And maybe, too, they also accept the fact that they'll pick up a couple of fouls here or there. But, that's just a part of the game.
And finally, it's senior night. Yes. And obviously, you got a nice display out in the commons area. And it really is something to celebrate mm-hmm. when people that go through the program,
absolutely.
That stick it out and help build success. And these girls have been part of a lot of success, obviously. Mm-hmm. It is a big night.
Yes. Our five seniors, Kelly Cray, Brooklyn Burns, Brooke Schaefer, Aiden Dorzak, and Claire Daniger have all given different pieces to our larger puzzle. And I think it's a testament to their willingness to not only stick out through 4 years of commitment, but also to just come in here and really take on leadership roles. These are kids that have made other kids want to continue to play basketball, and that spells good things, and they will be finally remembered. It's a little early for a senior night because we got quite a few games left to go, but we're on the road for most of those, so that's the nature of the beast when you've got a lot of road games.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Shannon Galligan of the Wausau West Warriors will come back, have the starting lineup to the opening tip. Wausau West takes on Lakeland. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make hot pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
Chad Holmes again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as we are nearly set for action. The Wausau West Warriors and the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for Lakeland, 15 wins, 2 losses, overall 8-0 in the Great Northern Conference. Number 14, Allie Timmerman, a guard, junior, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 4.2 points per game. Number 24, Kale Quade, a junior, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 2.4 points per game. Number 40, Ava Evenhouse, a forward, sophomore, 6 feet 1 inch tall, 12.3 points per game. Number 41, Sailor Timmerman, a junior, 6 feet 1 inch tall, 7.3 points per game. And number 44, Christina Wimette, a junior, 6 feet 1 inch tall, 28.6 points per game. For Wausau West, 6-10 overall, 4-4 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Number 4, Kelly Cray, a forward, senior, 6 feet 2 inches tall, about 14 points, 11 rebounds per game. Number 10, Brooke Schaefer, a guard, senior, 5 feet 6 inches tall, 2.2 points per game. Number 11, Ayla Christensen, a junior, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 13.1 points per game. Number 13, Paige Anderson, a junior, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 6.4 points per game. And number 20, Harper Mead, a junior, 6 feet tall, 9.5 points per game. Thunderbirds in the road black with the right white numerals. Warriors in the home white with the dark blue numerals. Wausau West go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. Tip between Sailor Timmerman and Kelly Cray, controlled by the Warriors, and we are underway. Schaefer, left wing side, Ayla Christensen, deep left corner, taken there by Anderson. Back out top, 25 feet from the basket, Christensen. Move to the right hand side, Brooke Schaefer. One dribble into the right corner to Cray. Right elbow, Anderson drops it down low, intended for Harper Mead, but tipped and stolen away by the Thunderbirds. Pass ahead, with it is Evenhouse. Evenhouse pulls up from 7, hits it from the right hand side. Turnover on the Warriors, quick transition basket for Lakeland, 2-0 T-Birds. Warriors facing pressure in the backcourt. In the front court, Harper Mead. Mead throws it away. Looking down low to Brooke Schaefer, but then grabbing it was Sailor Timmerman, but as she tried to stop, drags the pivot foot, and just that quickly, she turns it over. So two turnovers in less than a second. Warriors will get it back, inbounding on the baseline under their offensive basket. Take it out top, Paige Anderson, 23 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Christensen. Down low, Harper meet Harper to the basket. Ball was partially blocked. Getting a hand on it was Christina Wimette. Knocked it out of bounds. Warriors are inbound on the baseline again. Right wing side, Brooke Schaefer, inside to Cray. Top of the key, Anderson, up for a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is tipped, goes out of bounds off of Cray and the Warriors. 17:03 to go, first half. Lakeland 2, Wausau West nothing. Just underway here from the field house on senior night. Christina Wimette will bring it up court for Lakeland. Crossing the timeline. Moves it left-hand side, Allie Timmerman. On the left wing side, Kale Quade. Quade back to Timmerman, left corner. Timmerman holds it 21 feet from the basket. The wing, Quade, looking inside. Posting up is Sailor Timmerman, who's at right-hand side, Evenhouse. She'll try a three, no good. Long rebounds, grabbed by Quade. Gets it over to Timmerman. Sailor Timmerman, right block. Gets double-teamed, and a reach and a foul. Called on Ayla Christensen. Number one on Christensen, number one on the Warriors. Lakeland will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Right-hand side, Quade gets it out top. Long three, Wimette hits it. 23-footer from beyond the top of the circle for Christina Wimette. 5-0 T-Birds, 16-20 to go in the half. Warriors break the pressure. Here comes Cray. Cray to the basket, misses the layup. Rebounds grabbed by Anderson, misses the putback. Anderson's shot hit the bottom of the rim. Back up court quickly. Ava Evenhouse going to the basket, lays it up and in. 4 early points for Ava Evenhouse, 7-0 Lakeland lead. Warriors again facing pressure. With it is Brooke Schaefer, gets it ahead, Christensen. Christensen looking to penetrate, takes an extra step before releasing the shot, and that is a travel. Warriors actually breaking the pressure, but missing a couple of good opportunities at the rim, and now turning it over. Right quarter, Ava Evenhouse, 20 feet from the basket. On the right wing side, Sailor Timmerman. Timmerman back to Evenhouse. Right corner three, short, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Paige Anderson for the Warriors. Brooke Schaefer will bring it up court for Wausau West. Schaefer, her pass deflected, stolen away. Pass ahead, Ouimette. Ouimette left wing side. Ouimette to the left corner. Ouimette gets it back out top. Faking the three, now to the left elbows, Quade. Now pass inside, right block, Sailor Timmerman. Kicks it back out. Long three, Ouimette hits it again. NBA range three-point field goal for Christina Ouimette. Six for Ouimette, 10-0 lead for the T-Birds. Into the front court comes West. Paige Anderson gets it to Christensen. Christensen down low, intended for Cray, goes out of bounds. Much like on Friday against Stevens Point, some early turnover issues for the Warriors. And unfortunately as well, Lakeland coming out shooting the ball well. Ouimette into the forecourt. Right corner, Ava Evenhouse. Evenhouse on the wing. Ouimette, 22 feet from the basket. Ouimette swings it left wing side. Allie Timmerman into the deep left corner. Sailor Timmerman. Skip pass right wing side. Bobble by Evenhouse. Gets it back. Right wing side, Quade. Quade looks inside. Taken by Sailor Timmerman. Kicks it back out to Allie Timmerman. Right wing side, Sailor Timmerman. Gets doubled. Now needs some help. Throws it away right between a pair of teammates on the left wing. Turnover this time on Lakeland, and the Warriors get it back. Senior Brooklyn Burns comes in for the Warriors, replacing Brooke Schaefer. 14:21 to go. First half, Warriors looking to get on the board, trailing 10-0, and a turnover. Miscommunication between Ayla Christensen and Paige Anderson. Trying to flip it to the right-hand side, and it goes out of bounds. Against a good basketball team like this Lakeland team, 15-2 overall, 8-0 in the conference, have to be good with the ball. There's a turnover as Evenhouse trying to hit a cunning Sailor Timmerman, throws it away. Warriors get it back. Into the front court, Paige Anderson gets double team. Now needs some help. She's in trouble. And a tie-up. Alternate possession arrow pointing towards Lakeland. So the Thunderbirds get it back. Pair of substitutions for Lakeland. Bobby Lee comes in, as does Alyssa Erickson. Taking a break will be Allie Timmerman and Kale Quade. Lakeland back into the front court. With it is Ouimette. Moves it deep left corner. Lee. Lee looks inside. Ouimette turns, banks, hits from 6 feet away. Left hand side of the lane, Christina Ouimette. Nice soft touch off the window. She's come out red hot with 8 early points, 12-0 T-Birds, 13:35 to go in the half. Harper Meade, right corner, kicks it back out. With it is Ayla Christensen, right wing side. Anderson, up from the right wing, 14-footer is no good. Rebound off the fingertips of Cray, out of bounds. Ball back over to Lakeland. T-Birds will bring it up court. Junior Christina Ouimette. One of the things about Lakeland that jumps out, no seniors in the starting lineup. Christina Ouimette turns, fires, misses from 10 feet away. Rebound cleared by Kelly Cray. Cray gets it to Christensen. Christensen brings it back up court and then throws it over the head of Brooklyn Burns in the right corner. And seen enough at this point is Shannon Galligan. She'll call time. 13:05 to go in the first half. 12-0 Lakeland, back in 30, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's PIX, the letter N, pieces.com.
Not the script you wanted if you're Wausau West. Off to a slow start, 12-0. Lakeland with the lead. 13:05 to go in the first half. Thunderbirds and Christina Wilmette will bring it up court. Wilmette works her way to the right, passes to Bobby Lee. Lee inside, Sailor Timmerman, top of the key. Open three for Ava Evenhaus, no good. Rebound grab by Alyssa Erickson. Left wing, another three for Wilmette is good. The thing about Christina Wilmette, these three-pointers are not at the line. They are a good couple of feet behind the line and even further. And she is 3-for-3 behind the arc. She already has 11 points, and it's 15-0 Lakeland. Ayla Christensen looking to penetrate. Moves it left corner. Gets double-teamed. In trouble again, but then throws it off the leg. Nope, actually, I thought it went off the leg of a Lakeland player. Christensen thought it went off the leg of a Lakeland player, but the referee disagrees, so the ball goes over to the T-Birds. Iris Waldvogel in for the Warriors. Brooke Schaefer also back in for Wausau West. Into the lane, Wilmette. Left corner. Faking the three is Erickson. Penetrates and then throws it away. Tried to kick it right wing side. Thrown into the Wausau West bench. Out of bounds. So the Warriors get it back. As I was saying, Lakeland, no seniors in their starting lineup. I mean, they're this good and they're all coming back. Here's Ayla Christensen blocking it away with Sailor Timmerman. And it goes out of bounds. The 6'1 junior Sailor Timmerman got that big mitt on it. That attempt from Ayla Christensen knocks it out of bounds. Warriors are inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Toss out left wing side, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer moves it right, Ayla Christensen. Christensen into the right corner, Iris Waldvogel lobs it in. Cray, little three-footer, too strong. Rebound on the weak side, Brooklyn Burns. Now with it is Schaefer. Schaefer up from 14, too strong. Rebound, Kelly Cray. Cray from 7. Off the back bracket, no good. And this time the rebound's grabbed by Sailor Timmerman for Lakeland. Back up court come the T-Birds. Left-hand side, Ava Evenhaus. Looked inside to Christina Wilmette. She is bumped from behind. And a foul coming up on Wausau West. Foul on Ayla Christensen of the Warriors. Number 2 on Christensen, so she will take a seat. Harper Meade back in the game for the Warriors. Lakeland will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Left-hand side, Bobby Lee, 22 feet from the basket. Out top, Wilmette. Another long three. Hits it again. Again, an NBA range three-pointer for Christina Wilmette. 4-for-4 behind the arc. 14 points, 18-0. Lakeland with the lead. Boy, when Wilmette is this hot, it is just impossible. I mean, she is a 6'2 guard, basically. Who gets her shot off whenever she wants it and has incredible range. When you're facing Lakeland, you have to hope she is not going to be hot. And so far, unfortunately for the Warriors, she has been red hot. Foul was just called on Bobby Lee, first on her, number 1 on Lakeland. Warriors will bring it back up court. Iris Waldvogel gets it over to Brooklyn Burns. Burns, 30 feet from the basket, double team trouble, stripped and stolen. Kale Quade. Quade looks underneath Lee. Lee will lay it up and in. Bobby Lee takes the feed from Quay after the double team led to the turnover. 20-0 Lakeland. Warriors back into the forecourt. Cray looks down low. Harper Meade. Harper lays it up. No good. Good defense coming from behind for Lakeland. Putting pressure on was Alyssa Erickson. Left corner. With it is Timmerman. Allie Timmerman. Back out top Erickson. Erickson right wing side to Lee. Lee gets it out top. Taken by Allie Timmerman. Timmerman moves it right wing side, Erickson. Erickson penetrates, goes to the hole, misses the banker. She is fouled, and she will head to the free throw line. Brooklyn Burns call for her first. Number 1, number 3 on the Warriors. Free throw is good for Alyssa Erickson. Paige Anderson back in for Wausau West. Brooklyn Burns will take a seat. Second free throw is good as well. 22-0. Lakeland on all cylinders here in the early going. 10:22 to go in the half. left-hand side, Paige Anderson. Anderson, 22 feet from the basket. Her pass deflected, grabbed on the right wing side by Iris Wallvogel, and now a bump and a foul. Allie Timmerman called for the foul. Inbounded by the Warriors. Out top with it is Iris Wallvogel. Wallvogel gets it over to Cray. 15-footer is good. Kelly Cray from the free throw line gets the Warriors on the board. 22-2. Quickly up court. Bobby Lee, right corner, hits the 7-footer. Quick transition by Lakeland. Bobby Lee with her second basket. She has 4 points, 24-2, 9:45 to go in the half. Warriors down low with it is Harper Mead, and she'll be bumped under the basket, and a foul coming up on Lakeland. Kale Quade called for the foul. Inbounded out top, taken by Iris Wallvogel. Wallvogel gives it to Paige Anderson. Anderson goes up for a three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. That was a bit of a force. Air ball, and they will say was deflected. So it was deflected. So the Warriors will keep possession. Warriors inbound, right corner. Wallvogel gets it to Harper Mead. Mead down low, intended for Cray. Knocked away, out of bounds, off of Cray. Kelly went down to the court trying to dig it out. Could not control it. Ball back over to the T-Birds. This Lakeland squad made it to the state tournament a year ago. Fell in the Division II semifinals. This year, a new team added to their sectional. Notre Dame Academy making it much more difficult. Left corner, Wamette again. Three-pointer. Christina Wamette is in the zone. 5 for 5 from beyond the arc. 17 points, 27-2 as we get halfway through the first half. Down low, Harper Mead. Mead under the basket, lays it up, no good. Cray with the rebound. Kelly back, no good. Rebound, Mead, no good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Iris Wallvogel. Wallvogel back out top, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer, pass is knocked away, stolen by Allie Timmerman. Pass ahead, Lee. Bobby Lee to the hole, misses the layup. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Stays with Lakeland. Ava Evenhouse and Sailor Timmerman back for the T-Birds. There's a three-pointer again from Christina Wamette. Wamette cannot miss. 6 triples, 6 attempts, 20 points. 30-2, T-Birds, 8:22 to go in the half. And then Warriors into the forecourt, tipped away, stolen by Kale Quayne. Pass ahead to the basket. Missing the running layup is Ava Evenhouse. Rebound grabbed by Kelly Cray, and the Warriors call time. Timeout, Wausau West. 8:13 to go in the first half. Lakeland 30, Wausau West 2. Back in a minute here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Chad Holmes again from the Wausau West High School Field House. 8:12 to go in the first half. 30-2, Lakeland with the lead over the Warriors. It's been a rough go of it. L. Tipple heading down the lane, has it swatted away and blocked. For some reason tonight, L., who usually wears number 2, is wearing number 42 for the Warriors. Battle for the loose ball was a tie-up, and the arrow pointing towards the Warriors. Inbounded, taken by Iris Waldvogel, right wing side. Paige Anderson. Anderson back to Waldvogel between the circles. Waldvogel, right wing side to Anderson. Inside Kelly Cray. Cray turns, fires, rolls down from 8 feet away. Nice sharp, soft touch for Kelly Cray. 30-4, 4 points for Kelly Cray. Reverse layup is up and in as Evenhouse quickly to the basket for Lakeland. Boy, the Thunderbirds do not waste much time as they try to work their way in. Left-hand side, Paige Anderson knocked away, and then a battle. Another tie-up with the arrow pointing towards West. I think it should be Lakeland ball because we just had a tie-up that went to West a few moments ago. But apparently it's going to stay with the Warriors. Not many complaints from Lakeland in this good first half. Inbounded, left-hand side, Paige Anderson. With it is Tipple. Tipple at the left elbow. Tipple gets it back out top. Now left-hand side, Paige Anderson. Goes up for a three, off the mark, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Cray. Turns, fires, hits from 11 feet away. Offensive board put back for Kelly Cray. Now top of the key, and again, Wement from 23 feet away. 23-footer for Christina Wement. Inside, Kelly Cray forces up the corner jumper, no good. Weak side rebounds grabbed by Kale Quaid. Back up court. Pass over the top of Sailor Timmerman and out of bounds. Brooke Schaefer and Ayla Christensen return for the Warriors. Bobby Lee returns for the Thunderbirds. Six Lakeland, 6.5 minutes to go first half. Warriors will bring it up court. Out top, Tipple has her pass deflected, stolen away. Here comes Lakeland. Back down the court, Christina Wement lays it up and in. Wement, 7 threes and a pair of twos. That means 25 points. Harper Mead looks inside Cray. Cray grabs, up at the left hand of Baker, hits it. Kelly Cray has all 8 of the Wausau West points. 37-8 T-Birds, 6:03 and a half. Up and down basketball. Wement rattles out, no good. Finally missed the three. Rebound grabbed, laid up and in by Ava Evenhouse. So Evenhouse now has 4 baskets. She has 8 points. 39-8 T-Birds, 5:44 to go in the half. Left-hand side, Ayla Christensen, 3-pointer, banked up and in. Not sure she called it, but it counts nevertheless. Pass ahead, Ava Evenhouse under the basket. 4-footer, no good. Good defense as both Cray and Schaefer were there. Cray with the rebound. Schaefer moves it left wing side. Ayla Christensen. Christensen now to the left corner. Throws it inside. Picked off by Wement. Wement will bring it back up court now for Lakeland. Pass ahead to Bobby Lee. Right corner. Banker no good from 10. Rebound put up no good from Sailor Timmerman. And she'll be fouled and head to the free throw line. L. Tipple call for the foul. Free throw is no good. One more for Sailor Timmerman. Aiden Dorzak makes her first appearance here for Wausau West. Free throw is no good. Rebound is grabbed. Back up court comes Wausau West. Still 39-11. Double team action against Paige Anderson. She needs some help, but a reach and a foul coming up on Lakeland. Big game tonight in the Wisconsin Valley Conference and girls hoops. Marshfield and Stevens Point. First of two meetings, and Stevens Point beat Marshfield. First half of a girls-boys doubleheader, 62-61. Warriors throw it away on the inbounds pass, picked off. But 62-61, Stevens Point over Marshfield, final score. So that means Spash, the only undefeated team in the Valley at 8-0. Left-hand side, Womet, great look underneath, laid up and in by Alyssa Erickson. Alyssa Erickson with 4 points, 41-11. T-Birds, 4:35 to go in the half. Left-hand side with it is Ayla Christensen. Gets it to Anderson. Anderson in front of the Thunderbird bench. Deep left corner, Harper Mead. Her pass deflected by Bobby Lee, out of bounds. Iris Waldvogel back in for the Warriors. Well, that Marshfield game against Spash, I think, was everything folks expected. 62-61 Spash. Tigers will get another crack at the Panthers in Marshfield coming up very soon. And now a moving screen out top. Warriors inbounded it. Iris Waldvogel trying to dribble around a Harper Mead screen. Mead call for the foul. But also a massive game on the boys' side coming up. Marshfield, the only undefeated team in the Valley, taking on Spash with only one loss in conference. That game will be tipping off in just a few minutes. Christina Womet looking down low. Nice pass. But missing the layup was Alyssa Erickson. Erickson gets her own rebound and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Lakeland. So the T-Birds will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. But first, checking into the game for the Warriors is Stella Olson. Takes the place of Ayla Christensen. Lakeland inbounded, taken down low by Erickson. Erickson kicks it back out. Kale Quaid. Quaid gives it to Womet. Womet around the screen. Womet moves it left-hand side to Erickson. Erickson goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Weak side rebound grab by Sailor Timmerman, who lays it up and in. First points for Sailor Timmerman, 43-11. Lakeland, 3:48 to go in the first half. Left-hand side, Stella Olson. Olson looks inside, grabbed by Anderson. Anderson misses the shot. Chased down in the right corner by Harper Mead. Mead kicks it back out. Dorzak. Aiden Dorzak dribbles with the left hand. Hands it off to Anderson. Anderson, top of the key. Right wing side, Waldvogel. She'll try a three. A little bit strong, no good. Fight for the rebound. Deflected. Grab by Sailor Timmerman for Lakeland. Hands it off to Womet. Womet will jog it into the front court for the T-Birds. Looks inside. Grab by Erickson. Erickson kicks it back out. Quaid. Quaid fakes the three. Penetrates. Stops. Moves it left-hand side. Erickson. Erickson. Top of the key. Sailor Timmerman. Timmerman. Moves it left wing side. Quaid. Quaid. 21 feet from the basket. Hits the cutter. Womet. Womet misses the running left-handed layup. Rebounds grabbed by Paige Anderson. Anderson. Left-hand side. Stella Olson. Olson look baseline. Stops. Moves it right wing side. Iris Waldvogel. Waldvogel dribbles. Backs it up 30 feet from the basket. Near the right elbow, Anderson penetrates to the basket. Ball was partially blocked. Womet got a hand on it for Lakeland. Womet will bring it back up court for the T-Birds. 43-11 Lakeland, 2:38 to go in the half. Inside, Womet to the basket, lays it up and in. Womet with the basket makes it 45-11 Lakeland, 2:28 to go in the half. Iris Waldvogel, right-hand side. Waldvogel gives it to Dorzak. Dorzak now kills the dribble, right wing side. Pass knocked out of bounds off of Lakeland, stays with the Warriors. Kelly Cray back in the game for the Warriors, replacing Paige Anderson. Warriors are inbound on the far sideline. Inbounded, Cray, right wing side. Stella Olson back to Cray. Between the circles, Waldvogel. Waldvogel dribbles with the right hand. Backs it near the center circle. Right wing side, Olson bobbles it, saves it on the far sideline, then throws it for grabs, deflected, grab by Cray, and then Cray will be tied up, but the arrow stays with Wausau West. Warriors are inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Kicked out top, taken by Olson, left corner, Waldvogel, open three, too strong. Weak side rebounds grabbed by Ava Evenhouse. Pass ahead. Heading to the basket. Laid up and in by Alyssa Erickson. That time Erickson beat the Warriors back up court. Good vision. Long pass. Layup. 47-11. Wausau West back into the front court. Waldvogel moves it right-hand side, Dorzak. Now with it is Stella Olsen. Her pass deflected, goes out of bounds. It will stay with the Warriors. Warriors are inbound on the far sideline. Pass is deflected, and then grabbing it before establishing herself inbounds was Stella Olsen. So she was out of bounds. Ball back over to Lakeland. Christina Womet will bring it over the timeline here for the T-Birds. Left wing side, Alyssa Erickson. Erickson looks down low. Womet turns, goes up, misses from 5 feet away. Rebounds grabbed by Harper Mead. Back up court comes West. With it is Waldvogel. Throws it over the head of Olsen out of bounds. Another turnover on the Warriors. A minute 16 to go first half. 47-11, Lakeland with the lead. Christina Womet will bring it up court for the T-Birds. Womet moves it left-hand side. Alyssa Erickson. Erickson 22 feet from the basket. Ball swatted away on the pass attempt by Crea, but grabbed by Erickson. Left corner, Ava Evenhaus. Looks baseline. Passes on the wing. With it is Erickson. Down the lane to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Good defense by Crea. May have got a piece of the shot and then grabs the rebound. Crea will bring it over the timeline for West. Crea stops just right at the top of the key. Left-hand side, Olsen, now Waldvogel. Waldvogel hands it off, Dorzak. Dorzak, her pass deflected, stolen by Allie Timmerman. Timmerman back up court now for the T-Birds. Inside, with it is Womet. Goes up, hits for the right block. Christina Womet with 29 points in the first half. 49-11 T-Birds, 23 seconds in the half. Stella Olsen looking baseline, stops. Olsen now needs help. Gets it to Crea. Crea at the line. Crea into the lane. Forces up the shot. Hits it. And draws the foul. That was a tough shot from 10 feet away for Kelly Crea. Crea now in double digits with 10 points and has a chance for a three-point play. Alyssa Erickson called for her first. Crea's free throw is good. 11 of the 14 points scored by the Warriors from Kelly Crea. 49-14 T-Birds. Football score, 7 touchdowns to 2. Pass deflected and grabbed by the Warriors. Stella Olsen. Olsen brings it back up court. 2 seconds to go. Forces it up. No good off the window as the first half comes to an end. 49-14. Lakeland with the lead over the Warriors at the intermission. We'll take a break, come back, recap the scoring of this one coming up next. This is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield. Formerly Fred Miller Automotive, Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make Hot Pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night, plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bullfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. It is halftime, and the Warriors trail the Lakeland Thunderbirds by a score of 49-14. Looking at the scoring, monster first half for Christina Womet for Lakeland. 29 points, 7 three-pointers, 4 two-pointers, 7 of 8 behind the arc. Just a red-hot shooting performance for Womet, who's averaging 28 points per game. 8 points for Ava Evenhouse on 4 two-point field goals. Alyssa Erickson, 6 points on a pair of baskets, 2 for 2 at the stripe. Pair of baskets for 4 points for Bobby Lee. Sailor Timmerman had 2 points, 1 basket, 0 for 2 at the line. 13 two-pointers, 7 three-pointers, 2 of 4 free throws for Lakeland in the first half of play. For Wausau West, 11 points for Kelly Crape, 5 two-pointers and a 3-pointer. I should say 5 two-pointers and 1 for 1 at the free throw line. A 3-point field goal for Ayla Christensen for 3 points. 5 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, and 1 of 1 at the free throw line tonight for the Wausau West Warriors. Looking at our upcoming broadcast schedule, tomorrow night, high school boys basketball as the Newman Cardinals will play host to the Marathon Red Raiders. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Wednesday night, the big high school sports show from 6 until 8 p.m., Jeff Gress and myself talk high school basketball and hockey. I will be joined as well by our coach guest, Mozanie boys basketball coach Matt Lindsay, and then our student athlete guest coming up at 7 o'clock on Wednesday from Marathon senior Grant Warren. Thursday night, doubleheader. Marathon boys will be at Pacelli. Tom Weaver will have the play-by-play of that one live here on Bow Falls Radio, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. On the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, Newman Catholic girls basketball against Lakeland. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:15. So again, that's on the Sports 2 stream Thursday night. Newman against Rib Lake in girls basketball. That game will also air on tape delay following the Marathon Pacelli boys game Thursday night. And then Friday night, Wausau West boys basketball here against Wisconsin Rapids, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. And finally, on Saturday, Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey, the second-ranked Storm, will take on the number one-ranked team in the state, Superior. 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff. So busy week of high school sports here on your only home for high school play-by-play on the radio in Wausau. Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. 49-14 Thunderbirds over the Warriors. Second half coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's PIX, the letter N, pieces.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
Start of the second half here from the field house. Lakeland 49, Wausau West 14. Thunderbirds have the basketball. Inbounded, Christina Wimette. Wimette moves it left-hand side. With it is Kale Quaid. Quaid gets it out top. Now left-hand side, Wimette. Wimette looking baseline. Wimette back on the left wing side to Quaid. Quaid hands it back to Wimette. She'll work it between the circles. Hits the cutter. Timmerman, Sailor Timmerman to the basket. Lays it up and in. Sailor Timmerman, second basket. She has 4 points. 51-14 T-Birds. Lakeland 15-2 on the season overall. 8-0, leaders of the Great Northern Conference. Warriors 6-10 overall, 4-4 in the WVC. Right corner, Anderson gets it to Cray. Cray, good look to Harper Mead, who lays it up and in. Nice feed that time by Kelly Cray, right on the hands of Harper Mead for the layup. Left-hand side, Ava Evenhouse, 16-footer, is too strong for the left corner. Back up court comes Wausau West. Over the timeline, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer's pass deflected and stolen away. Picked up by Lakeland. Now up court, Christina Womet underneath, wide open. Missing the layup is Evenhouse, and the rebound snagged by the Warriors. Brooke Schaefer will bring it back up court for West. Right-hand side, Ayla Christensen. Long three is good. That was a 24-and-a-half-footer for the right-wing side by Ayla Christensen. Her second triple. She has 6 points. 51-19, left-hand corner. Three-pointer no good for Ava Evenhouse. Fight for the rebound and a tie-up between Kelly Cray and Allie Timmerman with the arrow pointing towards Lakeland. No, it should not be Lakeland. They inbounded to start the half. I think they may have had that off in the first half at one point that wasn't caught, but this time they do catch it, and the Warriors will inbound. Brooke Schaefer moves it left. Ayla Christensen. Christensen to the timeline. Left corner, Harper Mead. Mead inside, but cutting in front of Cray was Allie Timmerman to get the steal. Now here comes Womet. Right-hand side. Womet had it tipped away. Good hands by Cray. Cray knocked it away from Womet. Grabbed by Harper Mead. Back up court come the Warriors. Out top, Cray. Cray left-hand side, Anderson. Anderson dribbles. Goes up for a left-wing three. Partially blocked. Rebounds grabbed by Kale Quade. Back up court comes Lakeland. Right-hand side, Evenhouse. Evenhouse throws it away. Trying to go down low to Sailor Timmerman. Picked off by the Warriors. West, right-hand side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen, 24 feet from the basket. Christensen dribbles, now looking to penetrate. Out from the right elbow, came up short, and the ball goes out of bounds over to Lakeland. Jose Erickson checks in for defender. 51-19 T-Birds. Right corner. With it is Alyssa Erickson. Erickson gave it over to Kale Quate. Pass tipped away, stolen. Heading down the other way. Going up for the shot is Ayla Christensen. She'll miss it, but she'll be fouled and get a couple of free throws. Second on Erickson. First free throw, back bracket, no good. Warrior girls back in action at Wisconsin Rapids Friday night. Second free throw, good. So 1 for 2. 7 points now for Ayla Christensen. 51-20, 15:08 to go. With it is Womet. Womet left-hand side. Moves it left wing to Quade, back to Womet. Quickly to the right wing side. Alyssa Erickson. Erickson moves it left wing. Looking is Allie Timmerman baseline. Nowhere to go. So left corner, Erickson. Erickson inside. Sailor Timmerman. Timmerman up with the right hander. Rolls it down. Little half hook from Sailor Timmerman. 4.5, 6 in the game. 53-20 T-Birds. 14:40 to go. And then the Warriors throw it away. Craig trying to hit on the right hand side. Harper Mead throws it out of bounds. Iris Waldvogel in for the Warriors, replacing Brooke Schaefer. Lakeland will bring it back up court. Allie Timmerman over the timeline for the T-Birds. Works her way to the right, gets it out top. Womet, three-pointer, hits it again. Eighth triple of the game for Christina Womet in 9 attempts. She has 32 points, 56-20 Lakeland. Outstanding shooting from the 6'1" junior. Left wing side, Kelly Cray. Cray skips it, Harper Mead on the right. Me, 20 feet from the basket. Right corner, Paige Anderson, open for a three, hits it. Paige Anderson for the right corner, drains the three-pointer. Her first points, 56-23. Back up court comes Lakeland. Left-hand side, with it is Allie Timmerman. On the wing, Quade. Left corner, Womet. Womet looks inside. With it is Sailor Timmerman. Blocked the shot. Paige Anderson got a hand on that shot. Loose ball picked up by Kelly Cray. left-hand side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen, left-hand side, still, kicks it inside the crate. Quickly back out, Waldvogel. Left-hand side, Christensen. Penetrates, goes to the basket. Ball was blocked. Getting a hand on it was Womet. Back up court comes Lakeland. Left-hand side, Allie Timmerman. Back to Womet. Another three-pointer, short this time. Rebound tipped all the way back to Womet. Womet got bumped, goes between the double, but is called for a double dribble. Trying to squeeze through the double team, lost control of it. Ball turned back over to Wausau West. Brooklyn Burns in for Wausau West. Warriors, Iris Waldvogel gets it ahead to Cray. Cray, right corner, Paige Anderson. Anderson looks baseline. Had it tipped away as she got into the lane by Sailor Timmerman, out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Warriors. Inbounding it on the baseline will be Kelly Cray. Taken by Anderson, left wing. Anderson now into the lane. Pulls up from 13. Came up short. Rebound, Kale Quade for Lakeland. Hands it off to Womet. Womet over the timeline. Womet into the right corner, Bobby Lee. Lee back out top, Quade. Quade, 21 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Erickson. Erickson back between the circles, Lee. Lee, right hand side to Quade. Quade looking to penetrate. Quade into the lane. Goes up, off the backboard, no good. Rebound is fought for, and a foul coming up on the Warriors. Grabbing it was Alyssa Erickson, and she got fouled. So Lakeland will inbound it on the baseline. Foul was called on Brooklyn Burns, her second. Right-hand side, Erickson. Erickson back out top, Womet. Long three-pointer, off to the left, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Kelly Cray. Cray will bring it up court, moves it right-hand side. Paige Anderson back to Cray. Cray to the right block. Cray kicks the left corner, Burns. Burns on the wing, Waldvogel. Waldvogel inside towards Cray, tipped away. Ball is loose, grabbed by Burns on the left-hand side. Now inside again, Cray. Cray, left-hand side, Burns. Goes up for a three. Back bracket, no good. Rebound tip. And a foul coming up on West. .12:01 to go in the second half. 56-23 Thunderbirds. Tomorrow night, high school boys basketball. Marathon at Newman Catholic. 6:50 for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. Wednesday night, big high school sports show, 6 until 8 p.m. Guests will be Mosinee boys basketball coach Matt Lindsay at 6:20 and Marathon senior Grant Ward at 7 o'clock. Right corner, Bobby Lee. Lee back out top, Quade. Quade just right at the top of the key. At the right elbow, Womet. Womet turns, fires, hits from 10 feet away. Womet with 34. 58-23 T-Birds, 11:40 to go. Then a steal. Picking it up is Allie Timmerman, and then she is fouled. Quick turnover on the Warriors. Iris Waldvogel called for the foul. So Lakeland gets it back. Left-hand side. With it is Allie Holmes. Goes to the basket. Misses the shot. That's actually Allie Timmerman missing the shot. But she is fouled, and she'll get to the free throw line. Been very few free throws in this game. In fact, 2-for-4 at the line for Lakeland, 1-for-1 for the Warriors. Timmerman's free throw is good. Hit the front iron, kissed off the window, and dropped in. That is her first points of the game. I should say her first point of the game. One more to come. That one is short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by the Warriors and Paige Anderson. 59-23, 11:25 to go. Warriors turn it over again after getting into the forecourt. Battle for the loose ball and a tie-up between Lee and Waldvogel with the arrow pointing towards Lakeland. Both Friday against Stevens Point and here tonight against Lakeland, turnovers have been an issue for the Warriors. Over the timeline, With it is Allie Timmerman. Back to Womette. She'll try a three. Honeycomb's out, no good. Rebound tip grabbed by Bobby Lee. Back over to Womette. Left wing three-pointer. Rolls off, no good. Rebound is fought for. Trying to dig it out is Iris Waldvogel. And another tie-up. And this time the arrow points towards the Warriors. So West will get it back with 11:02 to go. 59-23, T-Birds. Pass deflected, but grabbed on the left-hand side by Ayla Christensen. Christensen gets doubled. Christensen still getting battled. Ball is thrown inside. Grab made by Anderson, lays it up and in. Well, Christensen was able to get out of trouble, find Paige Anderson underneath for the layup. Now Bobby Lee quickly up court. Three-footer from the right-hand side is good. Boy, that accelerator is always down for Lakeland. After the Warrior basket, they got back court, up court so quickly. Ball stripped away from Waldvogel. Allie Timmerman fighting for it. Ball is loose on the ground. Still loose, picked up by Womette. Womette drops it down low. Allie Timmerman. Timmerman takes an extra step, got away with it, and they're going to call a tie-up. Harper Mead. L. Tipple. Brooke Schaefer and Stella Olson all in for the Warriors. Cray, Burns, Waldvogel, and Christensen all come out. Lakeland will inbound on the baseline. Taken out top. Oh, ball tipped away. Ball is loose. Still battle for. Finally dug out by Lakeland and then thrown away. Saving it at the timeline was Sailor Timmerman. She thought she was in trouble of an over and back, so just tossed it towards the basket, went over the top of her teammates and out of bounds. So the Warriors will bring it back up court. Left-hand side, Brooke Schaefer. Near the timeline, Stella Olson gives it off to Tipple. Inside Anderson. Anderson has it swatted away by Sailor Timmerman and out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Warriors, though inbounded on the baseline under their offensive basket. Right corner, Tipple. Tipple, 22 feet from the basket, looking baseline. Lost control of it, goes out of bounds to Lakeland. So T-Birds get it back. Lakeland took charge very quickly here tonight. Jumped out to a 22-0 lead, never have been threatened. Womette near the top of the key, moves it left-hand side. Allie Timmerman back inside Womette. Turns, fires, misses from 5 feet away. Rebound is fought for. Stella Olson and Bobby Lee fight for it. Goes out of bounds off of Lee. Ball back over to the Warriors. 9:37 to go. 61-25, Lakeland. Stella Olson will bring it up court for the Warriors. Moves it left-hand side to Schaefer. Schaefer gets it to Tipple. Right-hand side, Harper Mead. Mead passes on the wing. Tipple, then a reach and a foul coming up on Allie Timmerman. Number two on Timmerman, number two on the team. Warriors inbound, taken out top. Brooke Schaefer for three. Came up short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Ava Evenhouse for the T-Birds. Pass ahead. With it is Erickson. Erickson drops it down low. Missing the shot is Sailor Timmerman. Rebound, Lakeland. Back out top. Three-pointer, no good by Womette. And then another offensive board. Toss back out to Womette near the timeline. Womette throws it down low. Grab made by Sailor Timmerman. Back to Womette. Three-pointer is good. Womette again, ninth three-pointer of the game, has 37 points, makes it 64-25 with 8:45 to go. Warriors back into the front court. In the right corner, with it is Harper Mead. Back out top, Schaefer, 19-foot jumper, a little bit strong, no good. Rebound grab by Olson, put back is no good, and this time the rebound is tipped, controlled by Sailor Timmerman for Lakeland. Womette will bring it up court now for the T-Birds. Womette down low. Good pass laid up and in by Alyssa Erickson.
8 points for Erickson. 66-25. Lead now for the T-Birds. Warriors into the right corner. Harper Mead. Mead's pass deflected, stolen away. Picked off by Alyssa Erickson. And then knocked away by Mead. Mead fighting for it. Ball is still loose and finally dug out by Erickson. She'll be double teamed. And finally a whistle and a foul coming up on Tipple. Neither team, well, actually the Warriors starting to inch towards the foul limit. That's five team fouls. Second on Tipple, number five on the team. Back up court come the T-Birds. Pass underneath, wide open. Sailor Timmerman lays it up and in. Sailor Timmerman now with eight. Back up court come the Warriors. With it is Stella Olson. Center circle, Tipple. Tipple, 25 feet from the basket to Ayla Christensen. Right corner, Harper Mead. Mead back out top, Ayla Christensen. Christensen dribbles once with the left hand. Left wing, Olson. And an offensive foul as she was about to release the shot. Offensive foul away from the basketball. So Lakeland gets it back. Kelly Crape, call for the foul. Back up court come the T-Birds. Wilmette. Now left wing side. Erickson moves it to the right. Three-pointer, no good. Off the front iron by Eva Evenhaus. And now back up court come the Warriors. Left-hand side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen further left. Olson posting up now is Cray. Turns, fires. Her arm is hit by Sailor Timmerman, so Kelly Cray will head to the free throw line. So Kelly Cray, who has 11 points, first free throw rolls off, no good. Second free throw, back bracket, no good. Rebound, Alyssa Erickson for the Thunderbirds. Back up court, Wilmette with the basketball. Wilmette moves it left-hand side, Kale Quaid. Now Wilmette, 24 feet from the basket, around the screen. Passes to the right. With it is Kale Quaid. Quaid out to the top of the key. Quaid moves it right wing side, Alyssa Mead. Mead, who just checked in for the first time, gives it back to Wilmette. Wilmette dribbles, moves it left wing side. Mead back to Wilmette. Wilmette gets double-teamed, and coming over and making a nice play is Tipple to tie up Wilmette. Into the game again for the Warriors is Aiden Dorzak. Stella Olson will bring it up court. Left-hand side, bobbled by Ayla Christensen, dug out by the Thunderbirds. And now trying to get it back is Christensen and a tie-up. With the arrow pointing towards Lakeland. So the Thunderbirds get it back. Left-hand side with it is Kale Quaid. 22 feet from the basket. Gives it off to Erickson. Erickson, right wing side. That's Sarah Barton. Barton gives it back to Wilmette. And now a foul is called. An offensive foul. Looks like a moving pick on Sarah Barton. Allie Holmes comes into the game now for the Thunderbirds. Looks like Wilmette's night is over with 37 points. Posting up Cray. Cray moves it right-hand side to Mead, but Harper took her eyes off the ball, goes through her fingertips and out of bounds. Brooklyn Burns returns for the Warriors. with a 40-plus point lead. It is a running clock. The clock is moving with under 3:20 to go. Yeah, just a rough night here for the Warriors against a very good basketball team. This is a terrific squad for Lakeland. Made it to the state semifinals in Division II a year ago, 15-2 overall, 8-0 in the GNC so far this year. So Warriors just have to lick their wounds and have a big game. Taking on Rapids on Friday. Rapids, half a game ahead of the Warriors in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Out top, going up for a three is Barton. No good. Long rebound. Aiden Dorzak in the near corner. Earlier this season, Rapids beat the Warriors here 69-66, but the Warriors playing better basketball recently. Hoping to get that one as they try to work their way to third place in the WVC. Left-hand side, Brooke Schaefer. Between the circles, Dorzak. Dorzak, 25 feet from the hole. Left wing side, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer moves it right, taken there by Brooklyn Burns. Posting up, right block, Meade. Harper Meade hits the shot from the right block. Second basket for Harper Meade. She has 4 points, 68-27 with 2:10 to go. With it on the right-hand side, Alyssa Meade. Meade gives it off to Sophie Wycheck. Wycheck looks down low, intended for Meade. Goes over her head, but tipped by the Warriors out of bounds. El Tipple back in for the Warriors, replacing Harper Meade. Lakeland looking to inbound. Pass is knocked away by Burns out of bounds. Our next Wausau West broadcast will be Friday night. The Warrior boys here against the Wisconsin Rapids. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. Inbounded, Alyssa Meade, right wing side. Meade gets it out top, taken by Savannah Chemnitz. Chemnitz on the right wing. Her pass is out of bounds. Was it tipped? Yep, it was, by Kelly Cray. Again, senior night for the Warriors. Warriors honoring their 4 seniors before the game. Actually, 5 seniors. Brooklyn Burns, Kelly Cray, Brooke Schaefer, Aiden Dorzak. Also, as the ball is going inside, Claire Daniger, the manager, also senior, honored here tonight. Foul and free throws coming up for the Thunderbirds. Tipple call for the foul. Sophie Wycheck will go to the free throw line. Free throw is no good. One more to come. Clock ticking down to 30 seconds to go. Second free throw is good. 20 seconds to go. Back up court come the Warriors, 68-27. Kelly Cray moves her right wing side to Schaefer. Schaefer inside to Cray. Cray turns, pops from 10, back bracket no good. Brooklyn Burns with the rebound, has it stripped away. Picked up by Lakeland. 4 seconds to go. Final seconds will tick off, and this one will come to an end. 69-27, Lakeland defeats Wausau West. We'll come back, recap the scoring of this one. Coming up next, this is Wausau West Warrior High School Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shy Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night, plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in Central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bullfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. Lakeland Thunderbirds dominant tonight, defeating the Wausau West Warriors by a score of 69-27. Looking at the numbers of this one, for the Thunderbirds, a monster night for Christina Wimette. 37 points. She had 9 3-point field goals, added 5 2-point field goals. No free throw attempts, so everything from the field here tonight for the outstanding junior for the T-Birds. So 37 for Wimette, only player in double figures for Lakeland. 8 points for Sailor Timmerman. She had 4 2-point field goals and 0 for 2 at the free throw line. 8 points for Ava Evenhouse on 4 baskets. 8 points for Alyssa Erickson. She had 3 2-pointers and 2 for 2 at the line. Bobby Lee scored 6 points, 3 baskets. Also, 1 point for Sophie Wycheck, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 1 point for Allie Timmerman, 1 for 2 at the stripe as well. 19 two-pointers, 9 3-pointers, and 4 out of 8 at the free throw line tonight for Lakeland. For Wausau West, 11 points for Kelly Cray. She had 5 2-point field goals, 1 for 1 at the free throw line. 7 points for Ayla Christensen, pair of 3-point field goals, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 5 points for Paige Anderson, a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer. And Harper Mead had 4 points. She had a pair of baskets. 8 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, 2 of 3 at the stripe for Wausau West. With the victory, Thunderbirds improved to 16-2 overall. Warriors dropped to 6-11. Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight for the Fieldhouse. Again, tomorrow night, marathon at Newman in boys basketball, 7 o'clock. Our next Wausau West broadcast coming up on Friday evening as the Warrior boys will take on Wisconsin Rapids, 7 o'clock for the pregame show here for the Fieldhouse. 69-27, T-Birds over the Warriors. This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Basketball has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Basketball on your home for the Warriors, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.